This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanna leaving for four-day official visit to China today. Government targets higher electricity consumption and lower system losses, aims to add more than 1,000 megawatt capacity in upcoming fiscal year. Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation adds five new elements to Intangible Heritage National Inventory. And US and Iran signal progress towards potential peace agreement. Now, the news in detail. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanna is departing for China today on a four-day official visit to China at the invitation of his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister Khanna will hold bilateral talks with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing and discuss ways to further strengthen Nepal-China relations and expand cooperation in areas of mutual interest. He is also scheduled to meet senior Chinese leaders during the visit. The foreign minister will participate in an investment conference organized by the Embassy of Nepal in Beijing, aimed at promoting foreign investment in Nepal, and is expected to interact with Chinese business leaders and encourage greater economic engagement between the two countries. The visit follows Minister Khanna's recent trip to India and is being seen as a part of efforts to maintain balanced and constructive relations with its neighbors. Minister Khanna is scheduled to return home on June 17. The government has set a target to increase the total installed electricity generation capacity to 5,335 megawatts in the upcoming fiscal year. According to the annual development program unveiled by the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, the ministry aims to add 1,040 megawatts of hydropower capacity by prioritizing the completion of projects currently under construction and those in final stages of development. Expansion of electricity transmission infrastructure has been identified as a key priority. In the irrigation sector, the government aims to extend irrigation facilities to an additional 15,766 hectares of agricultural land and construct 70 kilometers of embankments along major and medium-sized rivers. Similarly, the government is set to implement the Nepal Clean Air and Prosperity Project, NCAP, from upcoming fiscal year as part of efforts to improve air quality and reduce pollution across the country. The project, valued at approximately $57 million, aims to control air pollution, promote green industrial transformation, and encourage the use of clean energy technologies. According to the Department of Environment, the project will strengthen the air quality management system and support industries in shifting from polluting fuels to cleaner energy sources. The nationwide nutrition assessment campaign conducted by the government has identified more than 18,000 children suffering from severe acute malnutrition, highlighting ongoing challenges in child nutrition across the country. According to the Department of Health Services, 18,309 children were diagnosed with severe acute malnutrition out of more than 1.03 million children aged between 6 and 59 months screened during the month-long campaign conducted from April 28 to May 29. Head of the Nutrition Section of the Department of Health Services under the Ministry of Health and Food Safety, Leela Bikram Thapa, said the findings have prompted the government to prepare and implement targeted programs to address the problems. Officials say the findings will help guide further interventions aimed at improving child nutrition and reducing malnutrition-related health risk nationwide. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Khadakraj Paudil has called for collective efforts to protect the world's mountains, saying their conservation is essential for safeguarding human life and the future of humanity. In a video message delivered to the Nepal-China Sagarmatha Adventure Festival held in Beijing to mark the 73rd Sagarmatha Day, Minister Paudel highlighted the importance of preserving mountain ecosystems while promoting sustainable tourism. The event, organized by the Embassy of Nepal in Beijing, aimed to promote Nepal's mountain tourism and strengthen cooperation between Nepali and Chinese mountaineering and tourism entrepreneurs. On a separate occasion, Tourism Minister Paudel has announced plans to position Nepal as a leading international destination for wellness tourism under the Wellness Decade initiative being promoted by the Nepal Tourism Board and the Spa Association Nepal. He said Nepal's natural environment, including its mountains, rivers and spiritual heritage, offers unique opportunities for wellness activities. Experts believe developing wellness tourism could create new economic opportunities while promoting healthy lifestyles and enhancing Nepal's global tourism profile. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has added 5 new elements of intangible cultural heritage to the National Inventory in a move aimed at preserving and promoting diverse cultural traditions. According to a ministry announcement, the newly listed practices represent important social traditions, rituals, festivals and performing arts that reflect cultural diversity and indigenous knowledge systems. Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timelsina has underscored the importance of language, literature and culture in strengthening national identity and achieving sustainable development. Addressing the Madhuparka Samman 2083 Bikram Sambat program in Kathmandu, Minister Timelsina said that physical infrastructure and economic growth alone are not sufficient for prosperity, stressing that the preservation and promotion of cultural heritage are equally essential. On the occasion, senior literary figures were honored with the Madhuparka Samman 2083 award in recognition for their contributions to Nepali literature. Nepali researchers have emphasized the need for comprehensive and quality research across all sectors to support the country's sustainable development. Speaking at the second national conference jointly organized by the Nepal Philosophical Research Center and the Researchers Society, scholars stressed that evidence-based research should play a central role in policy formulation and national progress. The two-day conference brought together around 50 researchers who have completed doctoral and postdoctoral studies at various universities. Nepali and Indian officials have reviewed progress on the protection, repair and reconstruction of border pillars along the Nepal-India border during a joint meeting held in Birtamor, Japa. Organized by the border section of the Department of Survey, the meeting addressed fieldwork carried out over the past 3 months in the eastern border districts of Japa, Ilam, Panthar and Taplejung. Officials from both countries expressed commitment to continuing cooperation to ensure the proper maintenance and protection of border pillars along the shared frontier. Nepal Police has formed a 6-member investigation committee to determine the cause of a fatal bus accident that occurred at Butchakot in Namobuddha Municipality 2, Kapripalansok District on Friday. According to Police Headquarters, the committee, led by Senior Superintendent of Police Kamal Khanal of the Provincial Police Office, Kapripalansok, has been instructed to submit its report within 7 days. Authorities say the investigation will focus on establishing the circumstances that led to the accident. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States and Iran have indicated that progress is being made towards a possible agreement aimed at ending months of conflict, although differences remain over the timing of a final deal. U.S. President Donald Trump said a peace agreement could be signed as early as today and claimed that Strait of Hormuz, a vital global shipping route, would reopen fully once the deal takes effect. However, Iranian officials have expressed caution regarding the timeline. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghaei said an agreement may be reached in the coming days, but indicated that a signing was not expected immediately. The conflict began in late February following US and Israeli strikes on targets inside Iran, triggering retaliatory attacks by Iran against Israel and US-aligned interest in the Gulf region. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over the Himalayan region of the country, including Kosi province today. The remaining hilly regions and Tarai areas of Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces will likely experience partly cloudy conditions, while the rest of the Tarai will remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in Kosi province, at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions, and at one or two places in the Tarai areas of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places in Madhes province today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly trough in upper atmosphere as well as local and easterly winds across the country at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 19 to 21 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 26 and 28 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanna leaving for a four-day official visit to China today. Government targets higher electricity consumption and lower system losses, aims to add more than 1,000 megawatt capacity in upcoming fiscal year. Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation adds 5 new elements to Intangible Heritage National Inventory. And US and Iran signal progress towards potential peace agreement. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.